السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. I apologize to the sisters, we are segregating you tonight, so bear with us, only one night. Inshallah, you will go back to normal equality, although you strayed inside, you know, so this is illegal crossing, by the way. But because Noor gave such a beautiful, you know, presentation, so you deserve to sit here too, in the front. قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال الرسول يا رب إن قوم اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا صدق الله العلي العظيم. Tonight's brief presentation is going to be on the importance of the Holy Quran in our life and how we should handle the Holy Quran. How should we deal with this book? And I will have 3 points tonight. First of all, the recitation of this book. Second, the reflection and the understanding of this book. And third, the practicing of this book. This book has to be put into practice. The Prophet raised his grievances to God 1400 years ago, imagine, during the life of the Prophet, when the Prophet himself was the leader in the middle of the community, he says to his Lord, he says, O Lord, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ, the messenger said to his Lord, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّي, O my Lord, إِنَّ قَوْمِي, my community are the Muslims, of course, إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. They have abandoned and deserted this book. Imagine that happens during the time of the Prophet. Not 5 years after him or 50 years after him. During his time. He's raising his grievance. O Lord, the Muslim community, who I am leading them, I am their imam, I am their prophet, I am their teacher, I am the one who inspires them, despite all these, they have deserted the book. اتخذوا هذا القرآن. مهجور means abandon. مهجور, when someone does not respect the book, does not practice it in his or her daily life. Unfortunately, the story continues. Today, 1400 years after the Prophet, still this book has been abandoned. Not only this book, the two weighty things that had been left by the Prophet for us, كتاب الله وعترتي أهل بيتي, the book of God and his family who interpret the book for us, both of them are abandoned by the vast majority of the Muslims today. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, after God, there is nothing better than this book. This book comes after God. القرآن أفضل من كل شيء. The Holy Quran is better than anything else دون الله تعالى, below God, after God. This means after God, the most virtuous thing in this life and the most important is this book. فمن وقر القرآن فقد وقر الله تعالى. Whoever respects this book, توقير means respect. Whoever honors this book and respects this book, he or she have respected God. فَقَدْ وَقَّرَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى وَمَنْ لَمْ يُوَقِّرِ الْقُرْآنِ فَقَدْ إِسْتَخَفَّ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Whoever disrespect this book, that person has disdained, استخف, belittled. He has been belittling God when you disrespect this book. This is the message of God for us. When someone writes a letter, that letter represents that person. God has written letters to all of us, declaration, statement. He wants us to know it and understand it and respect it. So if you respect the book, you are respecting God. And if you are disrespecting the book, then this disrespect and depreciation, this goes for God. You are not paying attention to God. Number one, what should we do to this book? Number one, in Ramadan and outside Ramadan, not just in the month of Ramadan, every single day, every single morning, we have time to read the newspapers. We have time to watch television. We have time to go to the movie theaters. We have time to hang out with our friends, to go to Starbucks, to go to the beach, as Noor just mentioned. We have time to enjoy ourselves, which is good. All of these things are good. But again, make some time to reflect on this book. God says, فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْهُ مَا تَيَسَّرَ. What is easy for you? What is easy? He does not want to burden you. If it is easy to recite 5 ayah, 5 verses, do it. You have time for more, 10, do 10. The recommendation by Islam is that we recite 50 ayah per day. 50 ayah. Choose the time where you are in a good mood and you can reflect and you can go deep into the meaning and carry the book. If you don't understand Arabic, read it in English. Many young generation, they ask me, they say in Ramadan, we are encouraged to read Quran, but I don't understand the Arabic text. I say, read the English. Read the other translations. You need to understand the book. Do not read it without understanding. Don't. You are wasting your time and you are not doing justice to the book when you don't understand it. So, فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْهُ, as God says in Surah Al-Muzzammil. And God says, I know many of you are busy. عَلِمَ, عَلِمَ, God knows. عَلِمَ means God knows. عَلِمَ أَن سَيَكُونُ مِنْكُمْ مَرْضَى, some of you are sick. وَآخَرُونَ يَضْرِبُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَبْتَغُونَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ, others, they travel in the land seeking God's provision and bounty. It means working. God knows many of you are working, busy. وَآخَرُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, others are soldiers fighting for the cause of God, but not with ISIS, huh? No, ISIS are against the cause of God. ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Shabab, Jabhat al-Nusra, all these Boko Haram, all of them are haram, all of them, not just Boko. All of them are haram, none of them halal. So don't join them, please. Alhamdulillah, we don't have anyone who's joining them. يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, under the banner of the Prophet himself. And the Prophet's banner is a just banner. He does not abuse, he does not terrorize. Or the Imam, the successor to the Prophet is the Imam. You just mentioned Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Those are successors to the Prophet. So God says, I know many of you are busy, working. You have families, you have children. You have to make ends meet. I know you are running. So, فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْهُ. Still, despite your busy time, take some time to read as much as easy for you. فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْهُ. This term has been repeated twice in Surah Al-Muzzammil. I'll read it again. فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْهُ. علم أن سيكون منكم مرضى وآخرون يضربون في الأرض يبتغون من فضل الله وآخرون يقاتلون في سبيل الله فاقرأوا ما تيسر منه. Again he says, read what is as much as easy for you. And then he says, وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة. Quranic recitation comes before the prayers and zakat. Because if we don't understand this, our salat is not accepted. It becomes the salat of ISIS. They do pray, but then they slaughter. They slaughter innocent people immediately after the salat. In fact, they kill people inside the mosques. 2 nights ago, people of Kabul The Shia of Ahlul Bayt, followers of Ahlul Bayt, commemorating the eve of the 19th, the eve of the 19th of Ramadan, and a suicide bomber, he goes inside the masjid and detonates himself and he kills scores of people, innocent people, who are worshippers. And this happens in the name of God, in the name of Islam. He wants to join the Prophet. He wants to dine with the Prophet, as if the Prophet had opened a restaurant, you know, in Paris. He has a business, restaurant business. Okay? Everybody wants to dine with him immediately. We have to tell them, the Prophet, he sold his restaurant in paradise. He doesn't have, he closed it down. Yeah. So, فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْهُ. And then if you read the Qur'an, after that, when you do and reflect on the Qur'an, then وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, establish prayers, وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ وَأَقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا, and lend your Lord a good loan. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوا. Every good act you perform here, you will see it there. It's going to be waiting for you there when you arrive, and definitely we going to arrive, my friends. See how many in your family have left you so far. Some of them are younger than you, some of them are older than you. In your family. They arrived there, and we will arrive there. We will follow them. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهُ هُوَ خَيْرٌ وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا. It's multiplied. Everything you do here, you will see the reward of it and the result of it, khair, better and bigger. هو خيرا وأعظم أجرا. And then he says, واستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. Always seek repentance. Repentance gets you closer to God. Sincere repentance brings you closer to God and makes you one of the awliya, one of God's good friends. So here Allah says, when you read the Quran is going to inspire you. This book is going to inspire you, encourages you, and empowers you at the same time. Empowers you. So this is number one, recitation. فقرأوا. Number two is tadabbur, with reflection. There is no goodness in reading a text while I don't understand it. No goodness in it, no benefit in it. This book has to be read in a good way. Allah says, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُزَّمِّلُ قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ أَوِنْقُصْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا أَوْ زِدْ عَلَيْهِ. Stand the night, either 60% of the night or 40% of the night or 50%. It's up to you and your energy. This is for the Prophet. He had to stand every single night. Every single night. For adoration, to speak to his Lord, to receive the energy, because he has a long day ahead of him. So he needs to refuel himself through speaking to his Lord. يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُزَّمِّلُ قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ أَوِنْقُصْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا أَوْ زِدْ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. رَتِّل تَرْتِيلًا. Tertil has two meanings. One meaning, In a measured pace. Do not go fast. Read the Quran slowly with a rhythmic tone in a peaceful way. Some people read the Quran, they are very fast. Nobody can understand. They don't understand themselves. What's the point of reading the Quran? You know, are you in a marathon? وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. The second meaning of Furattil al-Qur'an, the Prophet was telling Ibn Abbas. Ibn Abbas, Habrul Ummah, the most learned. Ibn Abbas. His full name is Abdullah ibn Abbas, one of the good companions of the Prophet, the cousin, first cousin of the Prophet, the student of the Prophet, and also he learned Tafsir al-Qur'an from his mentor and his teacher, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wassalam. The Prophet said to him, يَا ابْنَ عَبَّاسِ إِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَرَتِّلْهُ تَرْتِيلًا. Once you read the Qur'an, read it with tertil. Ibn Abbas said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ وَمَا التَّرْتِيلُ. What do you mean by tertil? He said, قال بينه بيانا. Try to elucidate the Quran to yourself, to your mind. Try to understand it. Don't read the Quran without understanding. And then the Prophet added the following. He said to him, قِفُوا عِنْدَ عَجَائِبِهِ. Pause when there is something striking in the Quran. Reflect on it. In the Quran there are scientific theories. But we don't understand, we don't discover them, we don't discuss them, we don't speak about them. Sometimes Westerners, they knew about the Quran more than the Muslims know about it. قِفُوا عِنْدَ عَجَائِبِهِ وَحَرِّكُوا بِهِ الْقُلُوبِ. Let the Quran touches your hearts and your minds and influences you and moves you. حَرِّكُوا بِهِ الْقُلُوبِ وَلَا يَكُونَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ آخِرَ السُّورَةِ هَمَّ أَحَدِكُمْ. When you read the Quran, some people they read the Quran and they look at the end, how many pages I have left? Huh? Does it happen to you or no? Tell me, be honest with me. Huh? You look, oh, how many, 3, 4 pages? He keeps looking at the end. The Prophet says, don't do that. Take your time. You don't have to finish the Quran tonight. You don't have. A lady was asking me the other day, she said, I'm doing my best to finish the whole Quran in Ramadan, but I can't because I have children. I have to prepare iftar, suhoor, take care of my family, my husband, my, you know, homework, my children. I said, okay, it's okay. Allah knows what's in your heart. Allah knows about your intention. Allah is the only being in this universe that gives you not for your actual work, but for your intention. Can you see a boss in any corporation who says, well, I know you love to come to work and you didn't come, but I will still pay you. Nobody will pay you. Nobody will do that. If you don't deliver, you don't get paid. Allah says, even if you don't deliver, I look at your mind and your heart. I read your intention. I accredit you for your intention. For your intention. I said this example. If you want to give sadaqah and then you put your hand in your wallet and your wallet is empty, like many of us, alhamdulillah. Yeah. Someone said to me the other day, when I heard the story from you, I will keep my wallet empty always, so I get credit without paying. No, you can't cheat. Because Allah reads your mind. Allah knows about your heart, your intention. We can't cheat on God. So you wanted to do something good, someone else did it before you. You still get the credit. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَلِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. For every individual gets, he or she would get what they intended. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. Shouldn't they? Do they not ponder, tadabbur? Tadabbur is that we have to pause. We have to read the ayah again. We have to look at the tafsir, the translation. What he is trying to tell me? Many people read the Quran and they don't understand it, believe me. Or some of them, they misunderstand the Quran. They misinterpret the Quran. Quran requires reflection, tadabbur. The hadith says, نَوِّرُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ بِتِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ. If you want to bring warmth, vitality, beauty, decoration to your house, we have many ways. Some people they bring statues, some people they like portraits, all of them are good. But Allah says, بِتِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ. The best decoration to your house, to your bedroom, to your living room, is when Qur'an is recited. Stay away from music. I'm not against the music. And I'm not saying all the music are bad. But some of them definitely are bad. Definitely are bad and poisonous to your mind and to your soul. Keep it out of your house. Teach your daughter, teach your son to stay away from it. Because it's a habit. It's a habit. If you get used to it, it's hard to break away. It's hard. But if you teach yourself when you are young and you teach your children, that there is a substitute. You are not going to die if you don't listen to music and songs. You are not going to die. Then they would learn it. They would know. There are many people, I know them, they never listen to music. They never. He says, I have the best music. Quran is a music to my ears. I enjoy Quran. Nowadays, Quranic recitation are available at your fingerprint. At your fingerprint, any recitation, any style, Arab style, Iranian style, Hindi style, American style, whatever. There are reciters that you can listen to them. نَوِّرُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ بِتِلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ, the Prophet says. Bring light and vitality into your homes with Quranic recitation. It's very beautiful that at the time of Sahar, the father, the mother, the children are standing. After they eat, before they eat, they read. They read some Quran together. They make the house beautiful. They bring peace to the heart of your children. The heart that is connected to the Quran is not a troubled heart, is not a confused heart, believe me. It's not a confused heart. This Quran is a magic, brings peace to the heart. Whenever I get tired, I read the Quran. Brings me peace and relaxation. And then we come to the third, which is the most difficult. So the first duty is what? Are you following me? Recitation. فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنْهِ. The second was what? Nur. Huh? Reflection. We recite with reflection, with understanding, with meditation. Sometimes the verse requires meditation. Someone was asking me, why do we read the Quran many times? I tell him, this is my experience. And the same thing about Ramadan, the same thing about Hajj. These things, you don't get bored of them. Every Ramadan, you find something in you in fasting. Every time you go to Hajj, you discover something in you. And every time you recite Quran with reflection, you find some new secrets in this book. You find new treasures with reflection. The third duty is tatbiq, to practice the Quran. This is a blueprint for a humanity. God sent this book not just to be recited, but to be practiced, to be implemented. We have to put this Quran, we have to exercise this Quran in our daily life. In this Quran, there are advices that we must take them, we must listen to them. Wasaya, wills, directions for us. This Quran is not just a fairy tale or a storytelling or fiction. There are lessons in this Quran. Lesson for the husband, lesson for the wife. Believe me, if husbands and wives, they both read the Quran, adhere to it and follow it, they are never going to get into any argument. I swear to God, they would never get into any argument. Because this book says, this book in Surah An-Nisa, he says to the man, in Surah An-Nisa, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, live with them on a footing of respect and equality and appreciation. عَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And if the man believes in God and practices this book, he would never abuse his family. He would never abuse his wife. She would never abuse her husband or her children. وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Allah says, فَإِنْ كَرِحْتُمُهُنَّ فَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Sometimes you despise something, but God has put an abundance of goodness in that thing that you despise. Sometimes we don't like this, we don't like it, but we never know. This thing could be good for me 5 years down the road. I'll see the positive result of it. And then in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah says to those husband and wife who have conflict, who threaten each other with divorce, you know what He says to them? He says to them, وَإِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ سَرِّحُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ. If you decide to divorce them, or if you already divorced them, because people get angry, especially in Ramadan, when they don't smoke, you know, when they don't do argila, shisha, they get angry, many of them. And immediately he comes home, and nowadays it's very easy. Talak, 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 three times with three strikes. That's it. It happens, yeah, it happens. Three times. Of course, this one is forbidden in the school of Ahlul Bayt. It's not recognized. Three times in one session, this is the tradition that was introduced, a legislation was introduced, not by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, if you read the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, the Quran says, talaq is three times in three different sessions, not in one session. This is a legislation that was introduced by the second caliph, Umar ibn al-Khattab. Three talaq in one session by Umar ibn al-Khattab. Go and read the history. This is why even some Sunni friends today, Sunni scholars, they say we follow the Quran and the Prophet. We don't accept the three talaq at once in one session. It's not accepted. Because it ruins the family. Do you know that when the husband says to his wife, talaq, 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 she cannot go back to him until she goes and marries someone else? If he wants to bring her back? Is that good for the family? Is that good for the wife, for the children, for the husband? It's not good. So Allah does not do, Allah does not demolish the families. Allah wants the families to stay together, strong, healthy. So Allah says, if worse come to worse and someone divorces his wife, then فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ, and they reach the 3 months, the waiting period, عِدَّة has ended. Allah says, either you keep them honorably, فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ, or if you decide to divorce, then even the divorce has to be an honorable divorce. أَوْ سَرِّحُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ, release them honorably too. Don't go to the court. Don't start slandering each other, accusing each other, pointing your fingers at each other. Don't destroy the family. Don't destroy your own reputation. Because when you speak ill about against your husband, definitely is going to speak ill against you. So don't do that. Even if you think that you are not going to stay together, there is no future between you, it's okay. Divorce. But the divorce has to be an honorable divorce. أَوْ سَرِّحُوهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفٍ وَلَا تُمْسِكُوهُنَّ. Some men, they do the American divorce, the official divorce, but they do not do the Islamic divorce. Why? So she cannot go and remarry after him. He will go and remarry, but he would not allow his wife. Listen what the Quran says about this. The Quran says, وَلَا تُمْسِكُوهُنَّ ضِرَارًا لِتَعْتَدُوا وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَقَدْ ظَلَمَ نَفْسَهُ. Do not keep them without divorce. Although you divorce them, you are not living with them anymore. But you do not give them the religious divorce to hurt them as to cause harm. And thus, transgress. Don't do that. This is transgression. When you don't want her, halas, let her go. Grant her the religious divorce. It should be total separation. You cannot keep them. I know many men, they misuse religion. Because they know God has given them the authority. So he would, I had a divorce a few nights ago. They were separated 20 years ago. And he has not given her religious divorce. 20 years ago. Can you imagine? 20 years she cannot go and remarry. She can't. She destroys her youth. If she is in her 30s, 40s, you know. Then she gets to the age of 60 and 70, and who's interested in, you know, unless Israel. Al-Iyadu Billah. Inshallah, you all have good health and, you know, prosperity, inshallah. So we don't practice the Quran, unfortunately. We don't practice it. We read it, but we do not practice the Quran. We don't put it into practice. And Allah says, when you don't practice my book, you are not going to have a happy life. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Your life is going to be upside down. Listen to my book. Listen, I created you. I am the designer. I am the engineer. I am the programmer. I programmed your brain. I know it goes. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. And therefore I introduced the law for you. For your happiness, don't go against my law. Once you go against my law, you will be miserable in your life. And we need a whole lecture on how should we practice the Holy Quran. Inshallah, we will see you tomorrow evening, Laylatul Qadr, the grand night of Qadr, inshallah. And you will be here and we will stay up to the Fajr, inshallah. We will do the Fajr prayers. So sleep, make sure that you sleep tomorrow during the day, okay? And don't eat too much, don't drink too much, so you don't have to, you know, travel frequently to the restroom. And keep yourself healthy, inshallah, so you can focus. We can all focus on the Quran, because part of the A'mal is Quranic recitation. At least we recite three chapters, Surah Ar-Rum, Ankabut, Ad-Dukhan, and we're going to recite Dua Al-Jawshan Al-Kabir, Dua Abi Hamza Al-Thamali, another beautiful, super dua that we're going to recite tomorrow. And we have Salatul Layl, we have other A'mal, Ziyarah, inshallah, until صلاة الفجر. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات، وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان، وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.